Pastimes from the sixth canto of Bhagavatam continued. This is Vritrasura Mukti Lila, the liberation of Vritrasura. In this sixth canto, Vritrasura offers his prayers to Bhagavan. We hear the mood of the gopis of Braja coming through his prayers, the sentiments and the attachment and the dependence on Krishna that the Braja gopis display and possess for Shyamasundara Damodara Govinda Madhav in Braj. Some semblance of Braj Gopi Baba Bas is seen in the prayers of Vritrasura. So this is a story about different lifetimes and Indra and many different exciting aspects of Krishna Bhakti. Once upon a time, the proud King Indra was sitting on his singhasana with his queen Sachi, and all of his servitors were around him. The Astavasus, the 49 Maruts, the 11 Rudras, the Dwadasa Adityas, the Ribhus, the Vishwadevas, the Sadhyas, Ashwini Kumaras, Siddhas, Charanas, Vidyadharas, Kinaras, and many great sages were offering respects and seva to Indradev. Apsaras were dancing attractively to the musical accompaniment of Gandharvas. Suddenly, in that assembly of mirth and merry, the guru of Indra, Brihaspati Dev, Thursday is called Guru Vara or Brihaspati Vara. In the Hindi calendar, Thursday is named after the Jupiter planet. It's called Guru, Guru Vara. And that Guru is the Guru of the Devas. It's also called Brihaspati Vara, the day of Brihaspati. So the Rishi sage Guru Acharya Brihaspati entered Indra's assembly. Indra saw his Guru, but he did not offer him a seat, nor did he stand and show respect to him. Obviously, Indra was intoxicated with pride and so haughty, he didn't even welcome his Gurudev respectfully. Guru Brihaspati understood very well Indra's pride, and he understood the future of Indra. Although he could have cursed the king for his negligence, he simply left Indra Loka without saying a word. Immediately Indra realized his grave mistake in insulting his guru, and he condemned himself before all the demigods and sages. "Oh, what a regrettable thing I have done. Because of my lack of intelligence and pride due to material opulence, I have insulted my spiritual master. By disrespecting him, I have become most condemned. Indeed, I am the king of the demigods in Satvagun, but because of my pride of my opulence, my ego became polluted." What is the point of having such wealth if it is the cause of one's degradation? To hell with my prestige and opulence. Puffed up leaders who don't show respect to the brahmanas are sailing in a boat made of stone along with all their followers. They simply sink down to hell due to their aparad. I must humbly fall before my Gurudev and beg for his forgiveness. understanding Indra's mind, Brihaspati became invisible. No one could find Brihaspati anywhere. Indra was thinking, my Gurudev is dissatisfied with me. Therefore, how will I attain any good fortune? After this incident, Indra was always disturbed. The demons heard of the weakened condition of Indra's mind, and taking shiksha from their guru, Shukracharya, they attacked Indra. The demigods became mangled and ran to Brahma for shelter. And Brahma said, rest assured, O devas, because of the madness, the results from being too wealthy, you fail to honor Guru Brihaspati. How could you act so foolishly towards the best of brahmanas? Because of this misdeed, you have been defeated by the demons. Before, the demons were very weak because they disrespected their guru, Shukracharya. And because of that, the demons were always defeated by you in battle. But lately, the demons have worshipped Shukracharya and very strictly followed his orders. And now they've gained great power. So much power they could even take over Brahmaloka if they wanted. Listen clearly. Anyone who has strong faith in the mercy of the brahmanas, cows, and God, anyone who has strong faith in Brahman Kripa, Go Kripa, Bhagavan Kripa, the mercy of Brahmins, Gomata, the cows, and Sri Krishna, and always worships the Brahmanas, cows, and Sri Krishna, he always remains strong in his position. Namo Brahmanya Devaya, Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha. Jagadhitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Nama. Listen, devas. Approach Vishwarup. Accept him as your guru. He is a very pure and powerful Brahman and great tapasvi. If you worship him nicely and he's pleased, he will fulfill all your desires, provided the fact that you tolerate that he generally is inclined to give favor to the demons. Consequently, the demigods approached Vishwarup and they said, may all good fortune be yours. We are like your guests on the level of your parents visiting your ashram. Try to fulfill our request. Dear son Vishwarup, the demons have defeated us and we are unhappy. As a perfect Brahmin, you are the guru of all the Varnas. Please become our guru, so that by the strength of your tapasya, we can defeat our enemies, the demons. Do not fear the criticism that may arise because you are much younger than us. Because such etiquette regarding age difference does not apply with respect to one's ability to chant Vedic mantras. So become our priest without hesitation. Vishrup replied, O Devas, when one becomes someone's priest, he loses some of his tapabalam. But because you are the directors of the universe and personally requested me, I must oblige. Later, Vishwarup gave a secret mantra to Indra known as Narayan Kavacha. Which is mantras invoking Lord Narayan respectfully and touching different parts of the body and empowering each part of the body with the strength of God. And by chanting this Narayan Kavacha, one becomes a personification of the mantra. And he's protected on all sides by various expansions of the Lord. Varaha, Narayan, Dattatreya, Sanat Kumar, Devarshi Narada, Tanvantari, Yajna, Ambalaram, Vyasadeva, Buddha, Keshava, Madhusudan, Padmanabh, Srivats, Janardhan, Damodar, Vishveshwara, Sudarshan, Shankh, the Sword, Garuda, and then finally concludes that the Supreme Lord's holy names be my protector. After concluding a description of how to chant and apply this mantra armor to empower and strengthen his body and make his body invincible so he could defeat the demons, the priest Vishrup, Brahman Vishrup, said, formerly, a Brahmin named Kaushik used this Narayan Kavacha mantra armor and gave up his body in the desert. Once upon a time, the great Gandharva king, Chicharat, was flying in his Pushpa Viman, in his flower airplane. By chance, he was flying over the desert where the bones and remains of Kaushik Brahman were lying in that desert. Chicharatha was unaware of that fact. He was enjoying the association of many celestial women. Of course, they were glorifying the Lord and singing the glories of the Lord. But somehow, he inadvertently passed directly over the remains of that great tapasvi Brahmin, Kaushik. And suddenly his airplane spun out of control and he landed head first on the ground. This indicates the amazing power of Narayan Kavacha, that even after employing it and after giving up his body using that mantra, the mantra was still emanating its prabhava and effect even from the bones of this Kaushik. Shukadeva Goswami gives a small biographical description of Vishwarup, who's acting as the priest for Indra and the devatas, and he is the one who's instructed Indra on how to employ this Narayan Kavacha. So Vishwarup is a very interesting character. He had three heads. He would eat with one head, drink wine with another head, and drink samaras with the third. He was related to both the demons and the demigods from his father and mother's side. Whenever he did yajnas or offered oblations, He had offered some alms to the fire for the demigods and some for the demons. So when Vishrupa was engaged in yajna, Indra detected that he was cheating the demigods in this way by also offering oblations and offering ahuti, I think it's called, offering ahuti to the demons. So out of fear and anger that the demigods, who were the archenemies of his, Indra, in a frenzy, cut off Vishrupa's 3 heads. An interesting thing happened then. Each of his 3 heads became a different bird. One head became a partridge, the other one became a sparrow, and one became another type of partridge. Of course, after killing this Brahmin Vishwarup, Indra was very repentant. But somehow, due to his own tapabalam and incredible punya, he was able to do prayaschitta and atone for the sinful reaction of killing that Brahmin. He could have atoned, but he folded his hands and agreed to accept the reactions. He had to suffer for 1 year. And the sinful reactions that Indra, after suffering for 1 year from the sinful reactions of killing that Brahmin, Vishwarup, there were still reactions left. So in order to become free from those sinful reactions of angrily killing his priest, Vishwarup, Indra distributed those sinful reactions in 4 places: to Mother Earth, the water, to trees, and to women of earth. The land accepted 1/4 of the sinful reactions of Indra's killing the Brahmin Vishwarup, and then got benedicted. Indra benedicted the land. If there's any holes in the fields or ditches, that they would immediately become filled. You see that if you live in the country, you dig a hole, take some earth, fill some pots with that, some gamlas, and plant tulsi, so you leave a little depression or hole in the field somewhere where you remove the earth. You come back in a couple of years, that hole is filled up. The wind blowing here and there and dust collects over there, somehow the hole fills up. I've seen it myself. I grew up in the country. So holes in the earth, they eventually fill up, or ditches. So that's the earth gets the takes the curse took the curse and got the benediction. So the curse, the way the curse took place in the earth, is the earth manifested deserts, and deserts are very inauspicious. You can't perform any yajnas or pujas or any auspicious rituals cannot be performed in the desert. It's considered an impure and condemned place on the earth. Of course, people live there, and there's Saudi Arabia and all these places, but they're completely condemned and contaminated parts of the earth. And it's also understood in the Bhagavatam, it says that people that are born in deserts are sharing Indra's reaction for killing a Brahmin, Vishwarup. So trees accepted the reaction. The trees on the earth accepted the sinful reaction for Indra's killing the Brahmin, Vishwarup, by flowing with sap, which was considered unfit to drink. Although people drink date bras and maple syrup in America. But nevertheless, it says this. Maybe there are some exceptions. So that's the sinful reaction, but then the boon for accepting that reaction is that branches and twigs, that when they're trimmed on a tree, then they grow back. So that's the earth and the trees. And then earthly women, they had to suffer for his Indra's sinful reactions of killing the Brahmin by experiencing menstruation every month, and they're untouchable during this period. And the benediction is that women can enjoy lusty desires continuously without fatigue or diminishing. And now the water accepted the sinful reactions, that bubbles and foam appear in the water. When one sees bubbles and foam in water, he should not drink it or bathe in it. It's considered some sinful water or some dangerous polluted type water. But the benediction is that water would increase any substance that it mixes with. The father of Vishwarupa was Tvastha. When he heard that Indra killed his son, he decided to perform a special ritual for the purpose of killing Indra. While he was doing that, somehow he mispronounced the mantra, and Indra was supposed to become his enemy, but he became an enemy of Indra. Anyway, out of that fire came this very fearful personality, huge black body. And he had red, molten copper-colored red hair, beard and mustache, and piercing eyes as brilliant as the noonday sun. He had a trident. He was huge and dancing around and trembling. The whole surface of the earth was trembling from his footsteps. His mouth was so big it seemed that he could, when he yawned, he was swallowing all the sky. Anybody who saw this fearful demon would faint. He was so big that his body covered all the planetary systems. He's another wonderful son of Tvastha. He was given a name, Vritra. Vritra means one who covers everything. So Indra and the Devas, they attacked Vritrasura, but he swallowed all their weapons as if they were vitamins. Just needless to say, the demons were astonished. And they took shelter of Vishnu and prayed. They were very afraid of the time factor. Please protect us. After hearing the prayers, Vishnu manifested in their heart and then he gave them Sakshat Darshan. The demigods offered prayers. They glorified the Lord. So obviously the devotees, the demigods are not pure devotees, they're called Sakama Bhaktas. They're devotees, but the Sakama, they have their own desires to enjoy material facilities. And they were only praying to get relief from the distress of this attack of this terrible Vritrasura demon. They felt bad about that, and they apologized to the Lord, but what can they do? That's where they are, where they're at. Vishnu was pleased because of their sincere surrender, and he replied, "O Devas, your prayers are offered in full knowledge. Such prayers will purify one and make you eligible for Shuddha Bhakti. It's true that, as you said in your prayers, that if someone pleases me, he can attain any favor. But a pure devotee of mine, he doesn't exploit me. He doesn't ask for anything. All he wants is my service. He doesn't want any facilities or protection. He just wants seva. You think foolishly that material assets and promotion and protection and wealth are the goal of life. But this is not very intelligent. Indra, you should approach the great Rishi, the Dichi Muni. He's very powerful because of his tapabalam and vidyabalam, the power of his knowledge and austerities, and ask him to give you his body. Tadichi's protective covering, known as Narayan Kavacho, was given to Twasta, and he delivered to his son, Vishwarup, from whom you received it. Because of the Narayan Kavacha, Tadichi's body is very strong. You should ask the Ashwini Kumars to beg Tadichi for his body on your behalf. He will surely donate his body. Afterwards, Vishwakarma will use his bones and manufacture a weapon, a thunderbolt. Then I will put my Vishnu Shakti into this thunderbolt. Then you can kill Vritrasura. So lo and behold, the devas approached Tadichi. He said, surely I'll give you my body, but first let me impart some spiritual knowledge before I give you my body. Death will come to everyone. And when you face death, there is an unbearable pain which makes one unconscious. Do you know this? You should prepare yourselves to give up your material body. This would be an intelligent proposal. Anyway, there was some dialogue back and forth. And finally, thunderbolt was made from the bones of Tadichi. It was full of Vishnu Shakti. Then in the beginning of Treta Yuga, a few million years ago, Indra started battling with Vritrasura. Demigods on one side and the demons on the other. Yakshas, Rakshas. And they were fighting. Finally, his demoniac army fled everywhere. The demons were being defeated by the demigods. And finally, Vritrasura squared off with Indra. And they started fighting heroically and exchanging bold words. Vritrasura saying, I'm going to kill you. And then Indra replied, I will kill you. And then Vritrasura, the demon, he said, listen, your thunderbolt is empowered by Vishnu, so undoubtedly I will be killed. Because Vishnu has taken your side. When you kill me with your thunderbolt, I'll become liberated. And I'll attain the spiritual world. Persons who surrender to Vishnu and always think of him become the intimate servants of the Lord. Then Vritrasura began to pray to his Lord Vishnu. Oh my Lord, when will I engage in the service of your eternal servants, and thus always think of your transcendental qualities and glorify you? I don't want the post of a ruler, or power, or even liberation. I simply want the shelter of your lotus feet. Baby birds always look to their mothers, wait for their mother's return. A small calf tied up with a rope anxiously waits for the time of milking. And a wife, unhappy in the absence of her husband, yearns for the opportunity to serve him directly. Similarly, I yearn for the opportunity to directly serve you. Due to Maya, I'm wandering in this world, attached to wife, body, home, and children. I don't want to be attached any longer to these things. I want to be attached to you alone. Although posing as a demon, the Lord was more merciful to Vrishasura than Indra, who was also a devotee. As Indra wanted material happiness, dharmart, kam, and Vrishasura only wanted to associate with Lord Vishnu and serve him. Although Indra would be victorious in this battle, Indra started cutting off his head. Finally, he did it. And Vrishasura's soul went to Vaikuntha and became an associate of Lord Sankarshan. During the previously, before his head was cut off, Vrishasura swallowed Indra, and therefore he considered his enemy to be dead. So he stopped fighting. He was absorbed in a trance, meditating on the Lord, in the yoga samadhi. Somehow Indra was still alive and he came out of his body and cut off his head. After the death of Vrishasura, everyone was happy except King Indra. Indra said to the sages, I killed the Brahmin Vishwarup and suffered extensive sinful reactions. And now I've killed Vrishasura. How will I free myself from these reactions? The Brahmin said, Don't worry. We'll please Lord Vishnu with an Ashwamedha Yajna. Because of these encouraging words, as Indra even fought with Vrishasura. Actually, there was no atonement. And because of this, sinful reaction personified, a Chandala woman started, an old Chandala woman, started chasing Indra all over the universe, saying, wait, wait. Then he stayed for 1,000 years hiding in the stem of a lotus. Agni delivered to Indra the shares of his sacrifices. But because Agni was afraid to enter the water, King of Heaven almost starved for those 1,000 years. During Indra's absence, King Nahusha was put in charge of heaven, but he became intoxicated with all the power he received and even tried to enjoy Indra's wife, Shachi. And then he became cursed by a Brahmin to become a snake. Indra was protected by Lakshmi, so he remained unaffected by his sins. Finally, by strictly worshipping Lord Vishnu, he became relieved of his sinful reactions. In the conclusion of the chapter about Chitraketu, Shukadeva gives a boon. Anyone who understands this incident will become relieved of sinful reactions. Become very famous. Anyone who reads or hears this narration will conquer his enemies and increase his duration of life. Because this narration is so auspicious in all respects, learned scholars regularly hear and repeat it on every festival day. Mentioned here that devotees could do this on festival days, recount this lila from the sixth canto about Vishwarup and Vrishasura.